Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we truly want everyone to go to heaven. So we're at least going to pray for the salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, and everyone listening today. We're praying not just for those people, but for all our past, present, future spouses, all the children we have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren we have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. By faith in you, Lord Jesus, we're asking you to send the Holy Spirit to convict each person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, please reveal yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracle you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And Father, they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being born again from above. And then, Father, we pray to get every person to a good Bible-believing teaching church, that then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Every Christian will become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person to be set free. And yes, Lord Jesus, all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And Lord Jesus, your people to receive and to walk in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for that, and we believe that we receive it in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we want to pray for our nation. Yes, Lord Jesus, we are rededicating this nation unto you. We declare Jesus Christ is Lord of America. We declare, Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and America belongs to you, Father. We rededicate this country to you. We're yours, Father God. Grant repentance, Father God. Bring salvation to every boy and girl, man and woman, America, Father. Let your Holy Spirit be outpoured, and may that end time revival come forth, Father. We're believing and decreeing it, and we're excited, Lord. We expect to see a great harvest because you're a great God, and we just want to thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we want to thank you for your servant Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. They are gifts of God. We're not just praying for them, but for all his cabinet appointees, past, present, future, and they're all their family members. We declare, if they haven't already, they're entering into a born-again relationship with you, Lord Jesus. They're being born again, spirit-filled, and baptized. And Lord, that your hand is upon them. And Father, whether they understand it or not, your hand is upon them, and they're making all their decisions based upon the truth of God's word and our Constitution. And you're giving them great boldness, and you're also protecting them, Father God, from the devil and everyone on the left, Father. Protect them in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, we agree, Father God, that you are protecting also. We ask your angelic protection, hedge of protection about our power grid. Please, Father, protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please protect our water tables, which includes the water in our wells and city water. Father, we agree together. You don't allow any person, group, or nation to poison, hack, diminish, destroy, evil, affect any of these resources in any way, shape, or form. And if they try to do it, Father, you'll shut them down and destroy them. And also, Father God, continue to let your hand be upon Donald Trump and the ICE agents. Father, use them powerfully as you reveal and expose every foreign soldier, every terrorist, every prisoner, every pedophile, drug trafficker, sex trafficker, everyone who is coming to America to do evil. Lord, you're bringing them to the light, and you're driving them out of this country to return no more in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Also, Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We love the Jewish people. Father, please remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds. May they truly see, Lord Jesus, that you are their Messiah. You are Savior and Lord, and they're being gloriously born again from above. We agree for that right now in Jesus' name. And also, Father, we agree with you. They have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Please restore all that land to them, Father God, and we thank you for it. And Father, if anyone tries to harm the Jewish people, the nation Israel, in any way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And Father, if they persist in their evil, you would destroy them according to your word. And we thank you for it now, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 through 13. We're going to be talking about faith in Jesus and the Word of God. And again, you know, they're releasing some of these alien disclosure things that have gone on in America and around the world for quite hundreds of years, let's just say. And they haven't got them all out yet. But, I mean, we just need to understand the spirit realm is real. Just like you know, and you should understand, that everywhere you go, there's a holy angel, at least one with you. You may have more. Okay. You know there's the fallen angels. They're around. You know there's the demonic imps, principalities and powers. Okay. And just like some of the angels can look different, even look like men and disguise themselves, Satan has a realm also. And just like the Nephilim back in Genesis chapter 6, there are strange creatures on the earth today that appear in the sky. And if you don't have a good biblical understanding, you'll be freaked out. If you're a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, believe the Word of God, you know it's just the kingdom of Satan, and you can tell it to go in Jesus' name. We have authority over Satan and his kingdom, and you need to know that authority and have on the whole armor of God. But you're going to see more and more weird and strange things. But the sad thing is, if you don't have a biblical worldview, it could freak you out, and some of those aliens will tell you that they have superior knowledge, and they want to get you to follow basically the devil, but they'll put another name behind it, of course. So again, we're in end times. Jesus is coming soon. We're not looking for the Antichrist. We're looking for Jesus. But things are happening in Israel and the world that let us know it's very, very soon. And again, the key ingredient, even though Donald Trump is doing many wonderful things and is a tool of God, the thing that lets us know that the end times is on track is AI. AI is going to bring about the mark of the beast, that image in the temple that the Antichrist and the false prophet will build and cause people to have to worship and take the mark of the beast. AI is making that possible right now. So it just shows. You know, again, for years, theologians wonder, how is this going to happen? Well, now we understand perfectly because of AI. So be encouraged. No fear. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So be excited that God chose you to live in these end times. And I agree with Perry Stone, for the next 4 years, and he's not saying that the rapture won't happen before then, and I believe it definitely will, there's going to be some severe birth pangs. And if you know the scriptures, you know what we're talking about. Things in the sun, the moon, the skies are on earth. Distress, perplexity of nations. Yep, it's coming forth. But God is with us. He's got a plan. And hear his voice, and you'll be just fine. All right. Now to the Word of God. Matthew chapter 8, begin verse 5. And when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Isn't that great? See, when you read, especially Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus healed people all the time. And here's this centurion, has a servant, says, Jesus, he needs to be healed. And Jesus volunteers, I'll come and heal him. How would anybody refuse Jesus coming to their house and healing one of their servants or one of their family members or even healing them, right? But notice, something really spectacular happens that Jesus was impressed with. Here it is, verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Oh, let's focus on that a minute. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now here's the revelation he had that impressed Jesus. For I am a man under authority. Remember, centurions were charged for at least 100 people under them? Okay, so he knows our authority. He knows how things work as far as authority. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Jesus only says that twice in the Bible, that he was amazed at someone's faith. But let's continue. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Remember, the true God, the only true God, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's many false cults, isms, secret societies out there that'll take you straight to hell. The only true God is Jehovah God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. And that, not now, it's not politically correct, but it was during a few other administrations because they're on the devil's team. Okay, that's just the truth. Okay. So Jesus says, there's going to be others come in. Well, we know that the Jews as a nation rejected Jesus. God still has a great plan for them coming up. They've all been going back to Israel. Prophesied in Scripture against all odds, they're a nation again. I mean, the nation Israel proves that there's a God. Do you understand that? Only God could keep them. Okay, all right. But notice what he says here, verse 12. But the sons of the kingdom, some of the Jewish people, shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus is talking about hell. You know, the Bible tells us, Jesus tells us, that hell was originally just created for the devil and his angels. But mankind that rejects Jesus, yep, Jesus lets us know right here, they'll go to hell too. If you reject Jesus Christ, his blood atonement, him as God, the Savior and Lord, you will die and go to hell. I don't care how many times you can confirmed or baptized, you need to be born again. You need to experience Jesus Christ himself as your Savior and Lord. And he wants that. And he's probably knocking on your heart's door right now. Let him in. Okay. So verse 13 now. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way as thou hast believed. Faith, right? So be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the very same hour. Oh, that is great. That is great. And Jesus says, I'm so impressed. Here's a Gentile centurion. He understands who I am and the authority I have. And he realizes I don't have to go over. I can just speak the words and it happens. Well, let's give a little basis and then we'll tell you where we're going. First of all, Jesus Christ is the living Word of God. Prove that to you. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, so this Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, God the Father. All things were made by him, this Word, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now jump down to verse 14 to find out who the Word is. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus is the living Word of God. You got that? Now this is going to relate to our passage in here. And the Bible, or the Scriptures, are the written Word of God. And I'll get to our conclusions in just a little bit. In 2 Timothy chapter 3. This is so exciting. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll begin verse 14. Paul's writing to young Timothy. He says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures." Of course, they only had the Old Testament, but now through Jesus and the apostles, we have the New Testament, the full Bible. But here's the point. "From a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ." Only faith in Jesus Christ will get you to heaven. But notice verse 16. "All scripture," that's Old and New Testament, "is given by inspiration of God." That means it's God-breathed. God ordained every word. Do you get the picture here? "And is profitable," this Bible I'm reading, "is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Well, how can that be? Because it's the Word of God. Here's what God says is right and what is wrong. Here's what to believe and here's what not to believe. You know, there's a lot of warnings. "That the man of God or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Also, we'll get into our message in just a minute. Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus speaking, red letters, right? You got your good King James or New King James out, right? Okay. John 5:39, "Search the scriptures." That's the Bible. Well, where's the scriptures? If I only knew where they were. It's the Bible, Old and New Testament. Okay. "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life." Okay. "And they are they which testify of me." See, the only conclusion you get when you read the Old and New Testament is Jesus is the Messiah. He's the anointed one of God. He's God made manifest in the flesh. He became man. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross and rose again for our, and shed his blood for our sins, and his stripes have brought healing. You find it's in the New Testament, only Jesus. So Jesus says, if you search the Bible, read it for yourself, they'll testify of me. And you can be saved, and you can know God, and you can walk with me in this life, and then eternity I've got for you, heaven, and ruling with, reigning with Jesus for 1,000 years on planet Earth, and then the new Jerusalem coming down from God and out of heaven. Oh, man, your future is great if you've trusted Jesus and walk with him. Kind of a sad verse. I could stop here, but we just need to remember this. He's talking to many of those Jewish people, and he says to them, very sad, "And you will not come to me that you might have life." Okay, the Jewish Pharisees and Sadducees, seemingly most of them, lived and died, quote unquote, serving God. But when Jesus came along, they refused to acknowledge he was the Messiah. He was Savior and Lord. And yet they continued to go to the temple, pray, give alms, live what would seem to be a very good religious life. And Jesus says, nope, they're going to hell. So religion takes you to hell. Christianity, Jesus, takes you to heaven. See, that will answer so many questions. And the devil loves religion, but he hates Christianity. He hates Jesus and his followers. Hopefully that helps you. Okay, back to our scripture. There's 3 points I want to make, but instead of drawing it out to the end, I'm going to give you these 3 points up front and then just kind of back them up. How's that sound? You're not going to have to wait till the end. You read about Jesus the centurion, right? You listen, okay. 3 things. These are the 3 points I want you to leave with. Number one, Jesus heals. He did. You read it right here with me, right? Second one, very important. Jesus' words heal. Just speak the word only. See, that applies to you and I today. The words of Jesus bring life. And then the third point, which is just a combination, faith in Jesus and the words of Jesus heal. That's the good stuff. But now let me kind of back it up and let me help you, okay? Many people say when they get sick or go through trials and things, I know that Jesus would heal me or God would heal me if I only had faith. But then you would say, but, you know, I just really don't think I have faith. Can I help you? Oh, I can help you. Well, it's God helping you. But I'm just going to tell you where it is. Romans chapter 10. Well, give me verse 14. Let's lift up the preacher a minute. Romans 10, 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Let's hear it for the preachers. All right. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? You know, that's a question. Now, here it is. You're saying, oh, I, preacher, I don't doubt the things you're saying, but I just don't have the faith to do those things. But I'm glad you're preaching it. Well, good news, good news, good news. Let's just say legitimately you don't have the faith. I would argue that, but let's just go with that. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh. That means if you don't got it, you can get some. Good news. Problem cure. Aren't you glad you're listening today? So then faith cometh by hearing. Are you hearing? And hearing by the word of God. You don't got faith? You want some? Are you serious? Do you really want to cast out demons, heal the sick, win souls to Jesus? And you don't got the faith? Start studying your Bible. Holy Spirit will help you. Well, you got to get born again. You got to come to Jesus. But he'll help you. Your faith can be increased. You don't got it? You can get so. Remember our sermon a couple weeks ago? Even in the Old Testament, God told us that his word was medicine. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. That means you're seriously reading God's word. You're keeping it before you day and night. Keep in the midst of thine heart. So that means you're not just reading God's word. You're thinking about it. You're meditating. Lord, what are you trying to tell me? Okay. Now here's the good news. For they are life unto those that find them in the word of God, and health. The Hebrew word here is medicine. And medicine to all their flesh. If I told you today I was healthy in all my flesh, you would interpret that as, Gary, you're saying you're healthy from the top of your head and to the bottom of your feet. And you would be correct. God's word is medicine. His word or medicine bottle can make you and will, if you find them, listening, walk with Jesus, health to all your flesh. That's the promise of God. God doesn't lie. You do. I don't even know you, and I know you lie. But God doesn't lie. And if you don't got the faith, you can get it from God's medicine bottle, his word. He still saves, heals, delivers, makes whole, prospers, blesses, helps us. And it's all found in the word of God. Isn't that great? So even in the Old Testament, even before this centurion comes along and says, Lord Jesus, you don't need to come to my house. You just speak the word only. You've got the authority and your words will heal. Oh, and you're saying, oh, if we only had the words of Jesus today, we could be healed too. You're right. We do have the words of Jesus. It's the Bible, Old and New Testament. These are the words of God. They've been God-breathed. This is the answer. God has all the answers in his word. And Jesus was so impressed. Oh, I've never found anyone so great faith that understand that not only do I heal, yes, And Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. But my words heal. People who have faith in me and my words get healed. Do you have faith in Jesus and his words? You can be healed too. And Jesus said, I'm so amazed. You believe me. You believe my word. You take it for what it is, the word of God. And you can be saved, healed, delivered, made whole, blessed through the word of God. Oh, is this good or what? This is great. You know, and again, even from the New Testament, you say you like the New Testament better. Okay, let's just go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, seeing if God's word continues to say it does these things. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and powerful. It's like no other book. It's God-breathed. It's the very words of God. Now, some of you haven't been taught that in church or in their seminary. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you've been deceived. If you read the Bible, you'd know that they're deceiving people in colleges and seminaries and in churches who are wolves in sheep's clothing, and they don't give you faith. They give you unbelief and doubt, and you're a sad sucker. But the reality is, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and powerful. See, it hadn't changed. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Whoa. And of the joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Well, it sounds like it's alive if I read my Bible and my mind is discerning the thoughts and intents of my heart. It must be alive. It is. Jesus is the living word. The Bible is the written word. That combo will get you saved, healed, delivered, made whole, prospered, and blessed. Read it, believe it, by faith stand upon it, speak it, and you can receive the same blessings that you see people in the New Testament and Old Testament received. Now, is this good news or what? But you're going to have to spend some time. Remember, Paul said also, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You're going to have to 5 minutes a day isn't going to keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. You're going to have to spend time in the word of God, meditate on it, allow the Holy Spirit to make life to these words. And remember, if you don't got faith, God says, I'll give you some. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You may be a wimp right now, but you can be a spiritual giant if you pray, get into the word. Again, you got to know Jesus. We'll pray for that prayer in just a minute. May give him your heart and life, because without Jesus, you don't have the Holy Spirit. But when you get Jesus, you get the Holy Spirit too. And now he can teach you the word of God. And hopefully you got a good church and pastor or a Bible study that's helping you also. That can be a blessing if they're of God. Isn't this good news? So, faith in Jesus and the words of Jesus can and will heal you. God said so. But you need Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? If not, you know and he knows. Let's stop that now. Jesus, I want a relationship with you. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I know I'm a sinner. Jesus, I'm coming to you right now. I repent of all my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and life. Be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.